This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The slot on the policy overhaul roulette wheel next to immigration is healthcare, which brings us to this. There are reports President Trump is going to pretty much go it alone in getting rid of the Affordable Care Act with an executive order this week cutting out more of the economic underpinnings of Obamacare. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has the story from the health desk at WHYY.
President Trump slashed the advertising budget by 90%. He's threatened to pull billions in payments due to insurers. And now he's got this new executive order.
I call it synthetic repeal.
That's Andy Slavitt, the former head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services under the Obama administration.
The president tried to repeal the ACA over the last 9 months. Congress wouldn't do it. So now he's putting together a synthetic repeal to try to get most of what he wanted done without using the congressional process.
Slavitt says another key piece to this strategy, a plan to cut Medicaid as a way to pay for tax reform. Paul Howard with the right-leaning Manhattan Institute isn't sold on this backdoor repeal talk. He sees the president more like some salesman who doesn't want a potential deal to fall through.
We're committed to fulfilling our promises to our base, making some more affordable options available, and also laying some chips on the table and saying to Democrats, why don't you come to the table? Let's try and find a deal here.
If this executive order goes through, plus all the other stuff the Trump administration has done, it could mean young and healthy consumers fleeing the exchanges. A disaster for insurers, says the University of Michigan's Nicholas Bagley.
All this uncertainty is making it very difficult for insurance companies to plan, and that means more and more of them are going to decline to participate or are going to ask for enormous price hikes.
Bagley says while President Trump can cripple Obamacare, he can't kill it. Unless Congress acts, people who get subsidies will keep getting them, and that keeps the market on life support. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.